Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.
In the 9 short months since the Lee and Herring Show was last on Radio 1, the country of Great Britain has slithered into a festering pit of stinking sleaze. Steve Davies has lost his virginity. The rude, breast-showing Page 3 has celebrated its 25th anniversary, and respected newsreaders have begun taking slightly suspicious photos of their own children, which are in all probability innocent, but still makes you think. These are just some... 3 of the terrible things that have happened. There are others, but I don't have time to say them. Yes, that's it. Oh, Paul Gascoigne was involved in a fracas, which he never was before, obviously. See? 4 things. Can no one save us from this spiral of immorality, this rotten stench? Wait! Who are these 2 mysterious hooded figures on horseback come to rescue Britain from moral decay?
Hello.
Oh, it's only Lee and Herring. More of the same filth then.
Bum!
See?
Well done, Rich, very grown up.
No, Stu, it's all right to swear, because today is our British Sleaze and Corruption special.
Oh, yeah, this is I Wanna Be Jack Kennedy by the Cyclone Rangers, who kindly sent us a commemorative Cyclone Rangers ashtray. It's that easy to get played on this show.
They're still nice lads, even though they've been on telly now.
Lee and Herring. Two blokes talking about stuff and going on too long with one idea.
Series of the shock news that Michael Jackson has died.
That's right, it's canon Michael Jackson, who of course introduced dramatic changes to the style and methods of the Sheffield Industrial Mission in the mid-1960s and translated C.F. Boulard's Introduction to Religious Sociology.
Well, I thought it was the singer Michael Jackson.
No, I wondered why you were so keen.
Well, it's not such a great start to the series, is it?
Not really.
Lee and Herring. The new Punt and Dennis.
Hello, I'm Stuart Lee.
And my given name is Richard Herring, and we've got all our usual arse-faced contributors back on the show. There's Peter's here, all right, Pete?
Right, Pete?
Yes.
We've just come back from touring around with you, Pete. Did you enjoy our national tour?
It was quite nice, but I didn't like coming home.
Why not?
Well, because you made me walk from Lowestoft.
Ah, yes.
You said there was, like, ladies on the bus that you had to touch and things. So
oh, yeah, it was important.
I ran for the first 2 days, but I got tired. Ended up on a beach.
Never mind. And Kevin Eldon, the actor, is with us. Yeah. People may have seen you earlier tonight on Frank Skinner's This Is Your Life.
They probably did. Yeah.
You were looking a bit awkward, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you noticed that, did you? Yeah. Well, Richard, perhaps if you were standing stranded on the Palladium stage in front of 10 million viewers with nothing to say or do, you might feel just a little bit uncomfortable, all right?
All right.
Yeah, no, you're happy.
It's very hostile,
sorry,
isn't it?
No, I'm sorry, you
know, okay, the actress Sally Phillips is with us. Hello,
Hello.
Sal.
Hello.
Now, Sal, you're perhaps best known to listeners for your role as the girl who smelt of spam on TV's Fist of Fun that we wrote, aren't you, I think?
No, I think I'm probably best known as Aphrodite in Antic Hay's production of Bel Ami.
No, that's bug. Spam, girls. Spam!
Oh, Richard, please. Richard.
Spam!
It's bad enough that happens to me on the tube all the time, please. Yeah.
Spam!
I don't.
And to celebrate the first year of the National Lottery, we've got a whole year it's been going, we've got a celebration, a special competition, which is the Richard Herring Thing Lottery.
The what?
The Richard Herring Thing Lottery.
The what?
We want you to ring in. It's not numbers. It's not unfair like numbers. What we want to do is ring in with, I've written down on a piece of paper here, 3 things.
What kind of things are they?
Yeah, it could be anything. You have to guess what they are. They could be objects, animals, emotion, metaphysical conceit,
no
anything.
One will do that.
It costs £1 to play. You have to send that in after you've rung in. You have to promise to do that.
Anything at all?
Anything. It could be anything. Of that money, right?
Where does that money go?
Well, 50p of every pound goes to charity.
Right, it which charity?
Goes to Pavarotti.
Why?
To pay for his food.
That seems fair, reasonable, yeah. What about the rest of it?
Well, you know, he's a good English institution, so that's fair.
Yeah.
And the other 50p, that goes to me.
To you?
Yeah, for administration costs.
Your administration costs being what? Seeing as just what I can work out, you're just running this lottery on the BBC's time and you've already been paid for it.
I had to write this stuff down and work out if it's
well, you had to think of three words, did you?
It's hard and I've got to keep them secret. It's a big responsibility. And what can you win, Stu? There's some prizes. You know the prizes, what are they?
Yeah, all right. The prizes are, if you want to ring in on 0500 110 100 to enter Richard Herring's Thing Lottery, you can win the Leon Herring book, video and CD, and also two copies, identical copies, that we've been sent of the new Stevie Wonder single that we don't want, obviously.
We didn't even want one, but they sent us two, so we're going to give them both away. There's two identical copies, that'll be good. So, anyway, have you got any ideas, Stu, what the three things might be?
Medicine, lamb, spectacle?
No, pound, please.
Okay,
pound. Come on, hand over. Right, Sally, have you got anything? Sally?
How about wrist, foil and flaps?
No, that's not it.
Chips, presentation, and that's all I can think of, really.
No, you need three things, Pete. Try and think of another one by the end of the show. You got one, Kev?
Pippin, dorsal, and trata.
No.
No good. Okay, well, this week, as readers of The Sun will know, it's the 25th anniversary of the first boring argument about whether page three is a good thing. And to celebrate that anniversary, throughout the show tonight, in this specially sealed room, our guests Norman Tebbit and Claire Short will be going through the same boring old arguments for us again, over and over again. See if you can spot your favourite specious and tedious point from both sides of the good-bad page three debate. Here's the first one.
25 golden years of page three related tedious, badly reasoned arguments.
These pictures of naked women with coy, temptress expressions only serve to confirm to men that all women are asking for it. Probably, I reckon, anyway.
Miss Shaw. There is no difference between one of the beautiful, naked, full-figured 12th century women of the artist Rubens or Picasso or whoever it was in the National Gallery and a pretty 16-year-old girl pouring water over her breasts out of two glass jugs. It is the same.
No, because Rubens didn't have a little caption saying Mandy's magnificent jugs, though, did he?
Yes, he did. It is the same.
25 golden years of page three arguments. We've heard it all 1,000 times.
God, that argument's boring, isn't it, Steve?
Page three girls. Yeah, what's your position, Rich?
Well, I like it best when they've got their back to the camera. You can see their whole bum and just the side of their
breath. I didn't really mean that. This is the forthcoming single from Pulp. It's called Disco 2000.
That's what disco will sound like in the year 2000.
It'll be like this, being silver suits.
God, it's only 5 years.
Things change, Rich.
They'll be in space.
It will be.
Oh, we were born within an hour of each other. Our mother said we could be sister and brother. Your name is Deborah. Never suited you. And they said that when we grew up, we'd get married and never split up. Oh, we never did it. Although I often thought of it. Oh, Deborah, do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's hold me up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there to a clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would be living down here on my own. That you were the best. Oh, the boys, I loved you, but I was the mess. I had to watch and try and get you undressed. We were friends, that was as far as it went. I used to walk you home sometimes, but it meant separate. Do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. Let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there to a clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would be living down here on my own. On that time, the moment, Thursday years ago.
And Radio 1 commiserations going out to Pulp's Jarvis Cocker, who flew into a rage in Scandinavia this week and kicked over a microphone stand and injured his foot.
Oh, dear. And he scuffed his shoe. Doesn't sound very much like the kind of thing you get in a Disco 2000.
No, it sounds more like Disco 1983, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds exactly like this ancient soft rock classic, which is Gloria by Laura Branigan.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But at least Jarvis changed the name from Gloria to Deborah. That shows a bit of imagination, they thought, you know.
They said your name was Deborah, Gloria. Yeah. It works well, it fits well, doesn't it?
It's done very well.
Yeah, well, you know that in Britpop, copying things, that's the new being original, that is.
Is it? I'm going to say that later to someone
else. That's my point, exactly. How do you see?
Good, yeah. Anyway, let's see what's happening in the Page 3 booth.
25 golden years of Page 3 debate. A load of cack from both sides, supported by no real evidence.
Do people really want this pornography?
Oh, dearie me.
Yes, it is pornography. Do they really want it in their homes? Or is it just newspaper editors who think they want it?
No, this is not an R situation. The ladies on Page 3 are fresh-faced girl-next-door types. No. One could not masturbate to Page 3. Not unless the girls were 16 or 17, anyway.
25 golden years of Page 3 dispute. Yawn! Oh, God, how dull. I am yawning.
Yeah, it is boring, that debate, isn't it? My
Norman Tebbit there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sure.
Never mind. Not bad. I remember the phone call for the Thing Lottery is 0500 110 100. And we've got James from Devon's going to have a crack. Hello, James?
Hello.
What are your three things you think are on my piece of paper?
I think one is a comb that you found on the street.
Yeah.
Comb.
And the other one is the receipt for your book, like, which I bought in Plymouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is some dirt from the vacuum cleaner at my friend's house.
I'd love to tell you you're right, James, but that's incorrect. Bad luck. Remember to send in the pound. Please do send in that pound. Well, James didn't get it. It's a good competition. Okay. Keep that pound coming in. He didn't win, but to find out if you've got a chance, let's go over to our resident psychic, Mystic Sally Phillips.
The winner of Richard Herring's lottery will be below average height. He will be a middle-class man whose dad owns a caravan. He will hail from Somerset, and he will be called Richard. Richard Keith Herring. He will be the winner. No one else has a hope. Obviously.
That's just you, that is, Rich. That has just described you, basically.
No, it could be anyone. I can't win. I'm not allowed to take part.
Well, it's just saying, you know, but ultimately you're going to be the winner, aren't you? You get all the money to see the organisers are the only real winners of lotteries. That is why.
You with your biting satire. You're the new Rory Bremner.
I am the new Rory Bremner, yeah. That's right. Well, then, talking of which, actually, I noticed that Stephen Fry, he said he'll be returning to our screens in a couple of weeks, despite saying that he would never have to return to the world of entertainment again. Although he is appearing in Ben Elton's new sitcom, The Thin Blue Line, so technically, of course, he is not actually returning to the world of entertainment.
He's a Captain Oates figure.
He is a Captain Oates figure, but unfortunately we don't have time to elaborate on that Captain Oates point. If you read newspapers, of course, you'll know that Boots, the chemist, grassed up Julia Somerville's boyfriend. I can't say they grassed him up. That implies
they let the thing.
And they also grassed up a bloke about a year ago for smoking grass. So we spent on a photo of him, you know. So we spent today ringing up Boots chemist, pretending to have given in films with dodgy pictures on them to see just what kind of things Boots think are and aren't acceptable.
Hello, is that the photographic department?
No, it's the Spencer. I caught your photo.
Can you put me through? Thanks.
Hold on a minute.
Hello, is that the Boots Photo Lab?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, I'm just ringing because I brought in a film this morning for development.
Yes.
And I've just been talking to my friend, and she said that yours was the branch, the Covent Garden branch was the branch where the Julia Somerville thing happened. And I was just a bit worried about one of the photos that's in my film.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I just wanted to bring up and say, you know, I mean, basically it's a picture of a whole load of us dressed up as bank robbers with machine guns and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, I really shouldn't worry about that.
With loads of money and stuff, and
I
it looks like it's
that.
A crime.
Well, I'll tell a lady who develops them that I really shouldn't have any trouble with that at all.
Yeah, yeah, because we haven't actually committed a crime at all. We haven't actually robbed a bank or anything. It's just, you know, we're students and it's for Rag Week. It's like to go on the cover of the magazine.
Thank you. Thanks for phoning. Bye-bye.
Steve Coogan returns to BBC television as a variety of comedy characters, including... Oh, I hate these voiceovers. Look, it's Steve Coogan, and yes, tragically, I'm doing a voiceover to promote my own show. It's cheaper, right? Basically, I've got a new series called Coogan's Run with lots of new funny characters. Please, please watch it. It's my last chance. This Friday night at 9:30 on BBC Two.
Steve Coogan there, the
yeah,
man
I'm looking forward
who,
to that.
Yeah, a few years ago, he said he enjoyed working with us on radio as it was a nice hobby and a break from all the money he made doing adverts. How things change now. This is time for our hobby correspondent, Simon Quinlank.
Hello, it is I, Simon Quinlank, the Grand Wizard of Hobby, and my speaking voice is coming out of my mouth through your radio speakers and into your listening ears once again after a 9-month radiophonic absence. Do you like hearing my voice again? Do you? Mmm. Good. I have returned to regale you with another hobby from my metaphorical bottomless well of hobbies. This hobby is a fine hobby, a hobby that you could be proud to do, and a hobby that you could write about if another of your hobbies is writing to strangers whose addresses you have got from the telephone book and telling them in detail about one of your hobbies. That is not the hobby I'm telling you about today, but it is still a good hobby. What you will need for today's hobby: a pen, pencil, felt-tip, crayon, or charcoal stick. A pad or loose-leaf binder. A minor TV celebrity. A flask of weak lemon drink, and the ability to stand waiting. This hobby is a good hobby if you like standing outside in all kinds of weather and having brief social contact with the whole host of minor TV celebrities who you have a secret disdain for. This hobby is called the telling a minor television celebrity that you think they're really great and asking for their autograph, and then when you have got their autograph, ripping up the autograph in front of the minor television celebrity's astonished minor television celebrity's skin-covered face hobby. This is a better hobby than just collecting autographs, which is a boring hobby. Plus, people who collect autographs are usually a bit strange or obsessive or mad, so you do not want to be like them. How to do the hobby. First, in the comfort of your home, choose the minor television celebrity that you wish to trick. There are lots to choose from. Adam Willis from Neighbours. Gary Rhodes. Tony Parsons. Paul Brophy. Tim Vine from Housemates. Lee and Herring. The blonde girl from Hollyoaks who can't act very well but looks quite attractive from certain angles, or Nightshade. Today, I have chosen TV's Nick Wilton, who used to be on the Jasper Carrot Show. Then, find out what your chosen minor TV celebrity is currently doing. Ah, I see in Advertising Monthly that Nick Wilton is currently filming an advert for potato waffles in Uxbridge. I will go and get him. Wait for your chosen minor television celebrity to come out of the studio they are working in. This can take a long time. You can drink a weak lemon drink while you're waiting, or you can save it until later. The good thing about getting the autograph of minor celebrities is that most autograph hunters can't be bothered to get them. So, you can wait on your own and don't have to talk to those boring autograph idiots about autographs. Ah, here comes Nick Wilton. Excuse me, aren't you Nick Wilton?
Yes, I am, yes.
You were on the satellite show, weren't you, Nick Wilton?
Yes.
And that Flora Aerobathon advert, Nick Wilton.
Yes, that's right.
And you played Noddy on Jibble Fix It, didn't you, Nick Wilton?
God, well, I can hardly remember that myself, yeah.
I think you're really good, Nick Wilton. Please, please, will you sign your autograph with this piece of charcoal on this piece of paper, which I am holding in my hand, please?
Yes, of course, yes. It's very nice to be recognised. There you go.
Oh, thank you, Nick Wilton. That's really good. That's just what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! I do not think you are good. I think you are rubbish. When you get home, make a note of the minor TV celebrity you have tricked and laugh at their stupidity. As you have ripped up the autograph, you have no memento of your hobby. So you might like to write to the minor TV celebrity via his agent and ask him or her to send you an autograph, which you can then keep in a book marked Autographs of People Whose Autographs I Have Ripped Up on Another Occasion. Do not mention that you were the person who ripped up the other autograph, though. And do not rip up the new autograph. Keep it for best and never look at it. Some people say that this is the same as collecting autographs, but it isn't. It is different. Enjoy your hobby, you hobby idiots.
This is Scott Walker doing a version of Jacques Brel's Next.
I like it because it's not just a song, it's a story as well.
Yeah, it's like Puff the Magic Dragon, but with gonorrhea.
Naked as sin, an army towel covering my belly. Some of us blush, somehow knees turning to jelly. Next, next. I was still just a kid. There were 100 like me. I followed a naked body. A naked body followed me. Next, next. I was still just a kid when my innocence was lost in a mobile army whorehouse. Gift of the army, free of cost. Next, you're next. Me, I really would have liked a little touch of tenderness, maybe a word, just a smile, some instant happiness. But no, no, next, next. Oh, it wasn't so tragic. The high heavens didn't fall, but how much at that time I hated being there at all. Next, next. Now I always will recall the brothel truck, the flying flags, the queer lieutenant who slapped our asses as if we were fags. Next, your next. I swear on the wet head of my first case of gonorrhea. It's his ugly voice that I forever hear. Next, next. That voice, it stinks of corpses, of whiskey and of mud. It is the voice of nations, that thick voice of blood. Next, next. And since then, each woman I've taken to bed seems to laugh in my arms and a whisper through my head. Next, next. All the naked and the dead should hold each other's hands as they watch me scream at night in a dream no one can understand. Next, next. And when I'm not screaming in a voice grown dry and hollow, I stand on endless naked lines of the following and the followed. Next, next. One day I'll cut my legs off and burn myself alive. Anything, I'll do anything to get out of line just to survive. A never to be next, or never to be next, next.
How can I help you?
Is that the photographic department?
No, would you like to speak to them?
Yes, please.
Hello, can I help you?
I'm ringing up because I put some photos in this morning for development, and then my dad told me about the Julia Somerville thing, and I was worried because there's one of him, he's a diabetic, and we're taking some photos to send to my cousins in Australia, showing how he's shaping up with the insulin, and he was worried that the photo looks like he's, you know, taking heroin or something.
Right, no, I mean, don't worry. I mean, obviously, you know, if it's something like that, then we wouldn't take... We wouldn't sort of, I mean, well, that was a slightly different incident that happened. You obviously checked the photograph.
I mean, I can bring...
...of that nature, then nothing's been reported.
The thing is, he's laughing in one of them, and he was worried because he was watching... What were you watching? He was watching Last Smith and Jones, and he was really I can bring his prescription in and...
Nothing's been reported at all.
All right, that's very reassuring.
Yeah, okay. I mean, really, I mean, you know, it's not a normal occurrence. It's only sort of when it's indecent photographs.
Okay, it's just everyone
like
said I was...
Obviously, of that nature, that's sort of... something which wouldn't be publicised. It's, you know, what you do in your own place. It's, if it's sort of indecent photographs, obviously then...
Okay, thanks anyway.
Bye-bye.
That was boring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, anyway, we've got
a satirical point.
We've got another lottery call. We've got Charles from Nottingham. All right, Charles?
Hey.
What are your three things now?
My things were folder,
yeah.
Inside leg,
ooh, yeah.
And an old dusty jacket.
You've got no things right there. Oh. That's a clue to everyone else. And do remember, keep those calls coming in.
You've got to
send your pound in. And keep your calls coming in on 0500 110 100.
You'll probably have noticed recently we presented Top of the Pops again. There was an amazing lineup that week.
Yeah,
the crowned by the princes of British music at the moment, which was this marvellous number by E17, Thunder, that we're listening
very
to now.
Good.
Now, I was a bit worried about meeting E17, actually, because We've been doing this E17 joke on tour, and I was worried they'd heard about it. The joke was, how many members of E17 does it take to change your light bulb? And the answer is 4 members,
right.
Rich.
Yeah.
Which is 1, to have the idea of changing the light bulb, 1, to change the light bulb, and 2, to sort of stand behind the light bulb, making strange kind of hand gestures,
yeah,
as if they're pointing at a non-existent, invisible thing, while they secretly know in their hearts that their days are numbered.
Usually we don't talk over the music, but this is so rubbish, who cares?
Listen to where the place is, though.
Yeah. Weave a message, these words.
So they're at a place where horses run?
Yeah.
What sort of place do you think that is, Rich? What place could that
could
be?
Could be Ascot.
But it's got a purple sun at it, though.
Could be Spain with those wild horses if they were wearing sunglasses.
There isn't a purple sun in Spain.
Maybe it's in space.
It must be some
space horses.
It's some place that E17 have been to, like another world where the sun is a different colour.
The thunder is a space UFO coming there. When that calls, it comes to you, and then it takes you to this place with the purple sun.
And the horses.
Is there a purple sun anywhere? I suppose it would be atmospheric conditions.
Probably.
Sure, just listen. I like this chorus bit. Spread your wings and fly.
All right.
Brian Harvey, that is. It's the purple sun again. Perhaps it's a copy of the Sun newspaper that's had a printing mistake on it. It's purple.
Pete, you got an idea about what it is?
I just wondered how the thunder calls you. Does it sort of ring you up or something?
We met Brian Harvey, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
We've actually got a copy of the album as well, yeah, which is good, because it's got the cover is a hologram thing that you can move around, and it makes all the members of E17 dance about,
yeah,
except that one, like, with no hair and a beard. He just stands really still.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Let's get this off.
Right, lose it, Chris.
Lose this, okay. It's rubbish.
Yeah.
But the lottery's going very well, don't you think, Steve?
Well, not really, Rich. While you've been yabbing on, there's been a string of protest calls coming in. Although, during the show, I noticed that you have actually bought, by mail order, a diamond-encrusted shirt and face that have been delivered by a little Turkish boy already that you were
wearing.
That's
just something I wanted anyway. The killjoys, the people who say, complain.
Well, you say they're killjoys, Rich, but in the studio we have the Reverend Michael Harris, who I think might disagree with you.
Killjoy?
Well, no, I'm not a killjoy, Richard.
You are.
No, you see, your Richard Herring lottery is dirty and wrong.
No,
and I mean, the chances of winning are so slight, it's to be minimal. I mean, what are the chances of picking even one word? That are millions to one, and yet you want all three. I mean, one of the words might be a nonsense word, like booty.
Might be. I'm not going to tell you. You'd have to give me a pound first.
Oh, no, this is not the point. You're giving false hope to ordinary people who could never hope to own the Lee and Herring book, CD and video, especially given the inefficient distribution of these products by BBC Worldwide into high street shops.
Yeah,
as
reference.
Well as the two copies of Stevie Wonder's Cold Chill. Now, every Wednesday night, people will spend hundreds of pounds trying to win something they could never possibly afford.
That's right, yeah.
It's up to them. People enjoy playing it, Steve.
No, it's evil. It makes people think they don't have the power to change their lives and that they have to wait for the intervention of chance or a small Somerset comedian. And also, it's balanced in favour of the wealthy and privileged, and the less well-off will be keener to win, and yet you could deliberately choose words that ordinary people are unlikely to know, such as Matisse, extravehicular, or diphylactic.
Wrong, mate, you owe me a pound. Hand over.
No, I wasn't playing. That was just an example.
If you'd got it right. What Moaningman is like you, Reverend, don't appreciate is that ordinary people love the Richard Herring lottery, don't you? Take Angela Trekpool here,
Hello.
Like
her.
You're an ordinary, normal woman, and you're not some stuffy priest or goody-goody, are you?
No, I'm not, you're right. I'm an ordinary, everyday woman, and I love playing the Richard Herring lottery. And what you don't understand, Michael, is that I could never possibly, in a million years, afford the £42.95, which would be required to buy the Fist of Fun rip-off products and the two identical Stevie Wonder CDs.
See?
So thank you to Richard's lottery. For just a single pound, I've actually got a chance now, however slight, of getting all those things, things that will literally change my life and make me live like a king.
But why would you want two copies of Stevie Wonder's CD? It's just naked greed.
No. There's one copy to play and to listen to, and one to keep, you know, in its case, in mint condition, you know, for best. You just don't know what it's like being an ordinary, everyday woman in the street. It's terrible. You know, it's my only hope.
Come on, Ange, have a go. Have another go. Hand
All
over,
right.
Man.
Stink, I and N.
No, bad luck. £1. Come on.
Oh, well, I'll try. Here's my last 50. I'll try again.
Yeah.
And my children won't be able to eat this week, but at least they'll have the chance of getting two identical Stevie Wonder CDs.
That's right. You get 50 goes for that.
Brilliant. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Look, you could afford to buy all the things for £50. It'd be £7, 5p more than the retail value.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Well, Angela is having her 50 goes. Here is Newsbeat.